This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Sprint announces its quarterly earnings. Like other wireless companies, Sprint brings in the big bucks with the help of our appetite for smartphones. And boy, are we hungry for them. A report this week from industry research firm IDC says a billion smartphones could be shipped this year, twice the number that shipped just 2 years ago. Here's the thing, though. Smartphones, like so much of the technology we use today, have a problem. And that problem is you'll never hear Rick Astley or anyone else singing about them like this. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run. Our gadget love is fickle. Bits and pieces of the technology are always getting a little bit better. Chips, software, you name it. So companies keep making new phones and other electronics, and we keep buying them and throwing them out at a rate that might horrify you. Millions of tons per year in the U.S. alone. I asked tech expert Molly Wood if this would ever change.
In theory, we are surrounded by things that are modular and can be repaired instead of being thrown out. You know, the vacuum cleaner is modular and could be repaired instead of being thrown out, but we really, truly have become a disposable society.
Okay, but here might be some good news. Something called phone blocks just got buy-in from a big phone maker. The idea is a modular phone, almost like it's made out of Legos, you can improve with new parts instead of throwing out the whole thing. Until yesterday, phone blocks was just one of those really nice ideas. But now Google's Motorola Mobility has put its weight behind the project, and that has people like Wood excited.
I love the idea that you could have a phone that would basically be easy to repair if something goes wrong, or easy to upgrade so that you could just keep it for longer, not spend so much money on new stuff all the time.
A big question here is, will people want to get super nerdy about customizing their phones? A bigger question is whether the big tech companies are really interested in making gadgets that last forever.